We don't have this in Tosis, but the Rishonim quote in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam that there are two different types of Shibudim, the Shibud Aguf and the Shibud Nechosim. So the Pashto says that the Gemara has this Machlekes HaTanaim and a Machlekes HaMarayim, where the Shibud HaDeraisa, Shibud HaLav DeraisA, the Machlekes only is on Shibud Nechosim. On Shibud Aguf, for sure it's DeraisA. I borrow money, of course I have to pay back the money. There was one opinion in the Gemara that the Gemara rejects. There was one opinion that even Shibud Aguf is also only the Rabbanan. You mean you borrow money, you don't have to pay back? No, that's a religious mitzvah. Kriyas Balchayim is only a mitzvah, but it's not a Shibud. So that was rejected in the Gemara. The Gemara rejects that Shita. That we hold that there is a Shibud Aguf min HaTorah. It's not just Kriyas Balchayim is a mitzvah. But the Machlokes is whether Shibud Nechosim is the Raisa the Rabbanan. What's the significance of Shibud Nechosim? To collect minay, to collect from the loiva himself or borrow the money. So the Gemara has the lashon afilim aglima dal kasvei. You even take the shirt off of his back. That's not meduyak. You don't take the shirt off of his back because that's a machloikis in the end of Bab Metzia. And most of the Rishonim paskin against the Rabbeinu Tam that misadrin the balchay. You're misadrin. You don't take the shirt off of his back. You leave him a weekday suit and a Shabbos day suit. You leave him an automobile if he needs it to drive to work. And you leave him the basics that he needs. Only take away the extra suits that he has and all the extra things that he has. Rabbeinu Tam holds a misadrin l'balchayv. Rabbeinu Tam paskin a misadrin l'balchayv. We paskin misadrin l'balchayv. That's what they always used to say. Let's say the guy owes a fortune of money and he has a pair of talis and tefillin. He has the tefillin, the Rashi and tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam. Do you take away the tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam? Because Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasa holds a misadrin l'balchayv. You don't leave him anything. And according to all the other Rishonim, they don't hold until the Rabbeinu Tam. But that's not necessarily correct. There's room to be machmal like the Rabbeinu Tam until the Rabbeinu Tam, even though we don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. We hold misadrin l'balchayv. Okay. So again, so to collect from the person himself, that's based on Shibud Aguf. But if he dies and you collect from the Yorshim, why are they shuldik? Why do they have to pay? They didn't borrow the money. Or you collect from the lekuches, the fellow borrows money and then he sells the karka to someone else and you go to collect to the loiva. Loiva is broke. The loiva is broke, he doesn't have any assets. So misadrin b'chayv just has the basic necessities. He sleeps in the park, he's a bum, has nothing to pay. You take away from the lekuches. The takeaway from the lekuches is only based on shibud nechosim. So that's the question. That din, that you have the ability to collect from the yorshim and from the lekuches, is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? So that's a machlekes whether we do collect from the Yisam and Lukuchas, but it's a machlekes, is that a din deraisa, shibura deraisa, or that's a takona derabana based on hefke bez nefke? The shibura lav deraisa, yeah. What if you all shibura lav deraisa? The minator, you can't collect from the Yisam and Lukuchas. What if the leiva borrowed the money and he writes, v'kol nechasim shibatim lechaibza, he writes beferish, ha meshabir all of my nechasim to pay this debt. Would you say everyone would agree that they are for sure Shibuda deraisa, he wrote it? Or not necessarily. So there's a Ritvo on our daf who thinks that not necessarily, that if you hold Shibuda lav deraisa, the whole concept doesn't exist. A kinyan lachatzoin, this type of a kinyan lachatzoin, that the karka of the loiva is kanei to the malba with respect to gvias hachayv. That's what Shibud Nechosim means. That's the Ritva has on Daf Yud Gimel. This is where the Ritva is, and the Nesivus has in the Chosh Mish, but also on his own. He didn't have a Ritva on Kiddush. Never quotes a Ritva on Kiddush. He didn't have it. So they both write on their own that the Pshat and Shibud Nechosim means a Kinyan Lachatzayin. The Karka of the Loive is connected to the Malva with respect to Gvia Sochay. It means in the event that the Malva comes at the end of the year, the end of the 10 years, to collect from the Loive, and the loiva is broke, and he sleeps in the park, he doesn't have any assets. So do you have the right to say that the karka of the loiva belonged all along to the malva, and therefore when the malva sold it to the lekuches, it already belonged to the malva. He had no right to sell it to the lekuches. When he died, what do you mean it goes birusha? It belonged to the malva. The malva should have a right to take it away. It's a gloy in the middle of my friend, it belonged to the malva. So that's the pshat in Shibud Nechosim. So the Ritva writes, if you hold that the Shibud Alav Deraisa, what it means is that even if Kasa Beferish, Also, such a kinyan lachatzoin doesn't exist. So that's, we have to see in the Gemara. Does it sound like that in the Gemara or not? Some Rishonim say it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes Amoraim, we'll have to see. So let's see, before we finish the whole Gemara, there are different types of chiyuv imamim. We'll start a new topic, and then we'll connect the topics together. There are different types of chiyuv imamim. So we know that there's a chiyuv imamim, and there's knas. If a ganav steals something, so he has to pay kefil, dalet vehe sometimes, tavach ha-machar. So the karen that he pays is mammon. That corresponds to the hefset mammon. I stole your automobile, so you're out the $2,000 used automobile. So after I crashed the automobile, I smashed it, so I have to pay you $2,000. I broke your windows, I have to pay you the money. But I have to pay kefil, I have to pay dalet vehe. That's yosim imashe izik. That's what we call knas. What's the difference between mammon and a knas? Loi de b'knas is potter. The mammon, you say, how does bal dinkim eidem dam? In a knas, the din is b'di b'knas is potter. Fine. So within the chiyuvim mammon, there's another way to distinguish between the different chiyuvim. The Gemara calls it, there's a milva haksuva b'atara and a milva she'ena ksuva b'atara. Milva haksuva b'atara means a chiyuv mammon that the Torah imposes upon me. My wife had a baby boy, the Torah imposes a chiyuv pidyon ben. I didn't accept it upon myself. The Torah imposes. A guy robs a bank, and Torah says he has to pay kefil. He didn't accept upon him, so he doesn't want to pay keren. He wants to get away with it. He wants to walk off with $1 million and not pay anything. Torah imposes a chiyuv, have to pay keren the kefil. That's milva haksuva b'atara. Then there's milva she'ena ksuva b'atara. So Tosfos points out that Tosfos in Ksuvos also writes the same thing. Milva she'ena ksuva b'atara doesn't mean that it doesn't say in the Chumash that the loiva has to pay back the malva. It does say in Chumash. It says that the loiva has to pay back the money. But what it means is, milva she'ena ksuva b'atara, even if it wouldn't have been written in the Chumash, I would have known on my own that you got to pay because you accepted the hischaivus. That's a hischaivus midas. Milva she'ena ksuva b'atara means a hischaivus midas. Milva ksuva b'atara means a chiyuv mammon that the Torah imposes upon a person. Are there any differences? Halacha l'maaseh, we said there's mammon and knas and there are differences. Then when we learned the Ksubis and we learned Bava Kan, so we said there's a third category, there's Mammon Knas and there's Kapara, Kufr Kapara. If a Shor Amud kills an Adam, so you have to pay Kofar. So the Gemara says Kufr is Kapara, Kofar is not Mammon, it's Kapara. In the first half in Makkas, the Gemara says Kofar is Kapara. What's the difference, Halacha L'maaseh, what you label it? So Tosfos rattles off six differences. Kam Levi de Rabbanei doesn't apply, and Mechila doesn't apply, and you don't pay Lach Hamisa, a whole bunch of, and Eid Echod is Nemun. Eid Echod is believed to say that I have to pay. Eid Echod is not Nemun, not a Mammon, not a Knas. But on Kapara, Eid Echod Nemun Bisur, Kapara is considered Isur the Heta, it's not considered Dini Mammas. It's not Beit Olam Machaver, it's Beit Olam Lamokim. He needs a Kapara, so he has to give this person money, but it's not Mammaina. Kapara means that it's Beit Olam Lamokim. So there are three categories of Tashlumin, but a different category has to have Nafkeminas Ledina. It's not Nafkeminas Lalocha, so it's not a different category. So here we say there are two different way to slice the Chiyuvim. There's a Chiyuv Mammon that I accepted by myself, a Hischaivus Midas. Then there's a Milve Haksuva Batar. Milve over here doesn't necessarily mean a Halvor. It means a Chov Mammon. Strictly speaking, the word Milve means a Halvor alone. But here we're using it in the sense of a Chiyuv Mammon. Milve Haksuva Batar means a Chiyuv Mammon that the Torah imposes. Chayvul, a Mazik, and Pidyon Aben, and Korbanus, Erchen, fine. All of these are milva ksuva b'atara. So what's the difference, halacha l'maaseh? Why do we declare it as a separate category? Milva ksuva b'atara as opposed to milva ksuva b'atara. So there are several differences, halacha l'maaseh, between milva ksuva b'atara and milva shenik ksuva b'atara. So one difference is the first daf in Sanhedrin. Those who learn Sanhedrin, and daf beis on the base. The pasuk says Elohim three times, Nikob al bais Elohim, and in the sugya in the beginning of Sanhedrin. So you add up the psukim and need a bezna of three smuchim. So the psukim are only talking about ganef, choyvel, mazik. You need a bezna of shlosha smuchim. What if it's a dintar about hoidos v'halvoa? It's a dintar about a mechira. Dintar about a halvoa. It's not a chiyuv mammon that the Torah imposed. It's a chiyuv mammon that they accepted upon themselves. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. And the Rambam paskins, you don't need a bezna of shlosha smuchim. Chad nami kosher. Menatara chad nami kosher. You only need a bezna of shlosha smuchim Vagzelis v'chavolos, that's milva haksuva b'atorah. But if it's chidos v'halvois, mekachamemka, those kind of things, that's milva shenik suva b'atorah, then you don't need shloshes smucha. That's one difference. What's another difference, halacha l'maisa, between milva haksuva b'atorah? So the Gemara beginning of Baba Kama talks about meitav. It says in the Chumash, our bovas and zikin, shabbat bora amava b'hever, so Shemba Regal says you pay meitav. Generally speaking, there are three types of real estate. Quality A, quality B, quality C. There's Zidus and Beinonis and Ziburis. So the Pasuk says that if I was my behemoth caused a hezek, Shember Egel, Meitav Sodei, Meitav Kami Yishalem, I have to pay you. And if I give you karka, I have no right to stick you with Beinonis or Ziburis, I have to give you Meitav. I have to give you Edus. That's the way we usually assume that Edus and Meitav are the same thing. Sviri Yesha has a whole essay, he thinks Edus and Meitav are not the same. But we, in the yeshivas, we usually don't learn like that. We assume Edus and Meitav are the same thing. So the Gemara has a fantastic Zereshova, like an octopus, Tachas Nesidi and Shalom Kesef, that all 24 of us Nezikin pay Meitav. And the Chumash only says it by one, only says it by Shem Beregel. But we apply it to all of the Ovis Nezikin. But by halvoa, it's a machloikis in the Gemara. We paskan halvoa, you don't collect meitav. So the Gemara has such a gigantic zereshava, 24 places connected together. Tachas, the seed, and shamkes are four words, and anywhere this word appears. So they couldn't make another word, and make halvoa should also be meitav. Why did they insist that we paskan halvoa min atara ziburis? Why shouldn't it be meitav? So the Minchas Chinuch said that's the difference. If it's a milva haksuva ba Torah, if the Torah imposes the chiyuv, so the Torah imposes to the maximum. The Torah says you got to pay meitav. It's the same amount of money, but you have to pay fancier karka. If you give idus, you give a smaller piece. If you give beinonis, you give a little larger. If you give ziburis, you give a larger piece. It has to be equal to the $1,000 hezek that you made. But if it's one of the chiyuvim that the Torah imposes, Torah imposes that you got to pay meitav. But if it's ischayves midas, so then minat Torah, even ziburis would be acceptable. That's how the Minchas Chinuch understands the pshat and the din. Then there's another difference. The Torah never imposes a chiyuv of less than a shavuputa. Let's say a gazlan, someone made a hezek, and the hezek is so insignificant it's pachas b'shavuputa, or chavil b'chaver pachas b'shavuputa. So the Mishnahs have that the Torah never imposes a chiyuv to pay less than a shavuputa. What if a guy buys a candy and the candy sell five for a penny? And he says, I'm going to buy candy, I'm going to pay you. So now he has to figure out how he's going to pay. That's a hischaivis midas. A hischaivis midas he can have on pachas b'shavuputa. It's only a chiyuv moment. The Torah doesn't impose a chiyuv. The milva ksuva b'Torah is only on a shavuputa or above. On a hischaivis midas, even less than a shavuputa. That's what we spoke about. That later on there's a machlekes somewhere, where is it? Whether Yesh and Schiris Mitchil Beatsof, we saw it on Mem Chesam and Allah. Rein Leschiris Elul Beatsof, when I agreed to pay, the fellow says he'll paint my apartment in 2 weeks, finish the whole thing, and I'll pay him $7,000 for painting the apartment. So the Gemara has a machlekes. Is the whole chiyuv to pay the full $7,000 called the last stitch of work that he does? Ein l'schiris ala l'besof. What the Gemara calls makusha achram. When the guy's banging, he's building a house for me. So when he finally does the last finishing touch, the makusha, the final clap of the hammer that bangs in the last nail, that's when I become chiyuv to pay him the full $7,000. Or do you say no? As he does the work, as you go along, every shavur pruta's worth, that's where Rashi writes. Every shavur pruta's worth, you become obligated to pay the last line in Rashi, Amem Chesam Eram. Every shavur pruta's worth, you become obligated to pay. So Rashi writes shavur pruta. Well, why is only shavur pruta? So from Hischavis Midas, you can accept upon yourself to pay less than the shavur pruta also. Rashi seems to hold that the chiyuv schiris poyalim is a chiyuv that the Torah imposes. So the Torah doesn't impose on less than the shavur pruta. It's not that I hire you and I agreed out of the goodness of my heart, I agreed to pay you $7,000. No. I hired you and the Torah imposes a chiyuv. Not that the employer looks down on the employee and he says, I'm going to do you a favor, I agreed to pay you $7,000. No. If you do work for me, the Torah says I'm going to pay you for the work. But how much is the worth work? how much is it worth? So if we didn't make up in advance how much I'm going to pay you, I can get away and pay pachusha b'poilin. I called you, I hired you, and we never agreed on the amount I should pay you. So then at the end, after they do all the work, we look around. The Chassidus quotes this from the Ritva from Gemara, so you would pay pachusha b'poilin. So if he made up in advance $7,000, it's not a hischaibis midas that the employer obligated himself to pay. The employer estimated the value of your work as $7,000. Then the Torah imposes the chiyuv to pay the $7,000, not the hischaibis midas. So that's why Rashi writes that it goes in units of pruta. Same thing as shemasachar. Shemasachar is chayvin gnei v'aveda. Shemachim is only chayvin pshia. So how much do you have to pay the shemasachar to make him into a shemasachar? Let's say you ask me to watch your automobile. It's in the parking lot. You ask me to watch the automobile. You're going away to Eretz Yisrael for 2 weeks. Watch my automobile. So how much do you pay me to watch the automobile that I should become a Shem Mesachar as opposed to being a Shem Mechinim? I'm going to watch the whole 2 weeks. How much do you have to pay? Minimum wages. So the Shach quotes a Hagos Ashri based on the Gemara, a Pruta. He's going to watch for 10 years. I'm going to watch your automobile for 10 years for one pruta. That's the din. If you pay a pruta, then he's a shamasach. If you pay less than a pruta, he's not a shamasach. He got it from the Gemara, pruta de Rav Yosef. The Gemara says, there's a machlekes rabbi of Rav Yosef where the shomer aveda never agreed to be a shomer at all. He picked up the aveda. So the Torah imposes upon him a chiyuv to become a shomer. So does he only become a shomer chinam, rabbi? Rabbi Yosef says, no, it becomes a Shem Mesochah. It's Machlokes HaRishonim, how to Paskin, whether he passed like Rabbi, he passed like Rabbi Yosef. So why should it be a Shem Mesochah? So Rabbi Yosef explains, Pruta de Rabbi Yosef, that he's saving himself, he may be saving himself a Pruta, because Yosef B'mitzvah, Pata B'ra Mitzvah, when he's taking care of the Aveda, when he's shaking out the Aveda, so an Oni may come and ask for a Nedove, and he's Pata from giving the Tzedakah, because Yosef B'mitzvah, Pata B'ra Mitzvah, so he may be Mabriach a Pruta. So you see that a pruta makes him into a shamasocha. Shach quotes that Allah al maisa. Why does it have to be a pruta also? Because we said the other day, the difference between a shamachinim and a shamasocha is based on the pasuk in this we said, Aten yadatin ki bechal koichi avarati asavichim. So we said the Rambam quotes that pasuk that a poel muchiv lavet bechal koichi. And the Gemara quotes that pasuk to show that there's a difference between a shamachinim and a shamasocha. Isn't there a discrepancy between the Rambam and the Gemara? So we said no. The difference between a shamasach and a shamachinam, because the shamasach is a poil, and the poil is mechuyav l'aved b'chol koichai. That's exactly the difference. So just like Rashi says here, I'll call pruto pruto, if you all yeshen the schiris m'tchila v'atzov, the Torah imposes the chi of schiris, a prut at a time, because it's a chi that the Torah imposes, schiris poil. It's not a his chayvus mendaz, halvo, or demei hamekach, when you buy merchandise and you have to pay. So the hischaibis to pay the Dmei HaMekach, that's a hischaibis midas. Or halvo is a hischaibis midas.
You know, but also, I mean, everybody would say that schiris poilin is something that we would know ourselves that you have to pay people for work. Where do you make that difference? What is Rashi?
You're right, maybe it's both. It should be a hischaibis midas he agreed to pay, but it's even more than that, it's a chiv that the Torah imposes a chiv on the balabais that he has to pay the poilim the money. It'll happen afkeminim. It'll happen afkeminim. The stipula has a whole esam bab metzia. The being afkemin is the fact that it's both. It's a hischaivis midas, and it's also a chiv that the Torah imposes. Yeah. So there are differences between milva ksuvavatar, milva shen ksuvavatar. So one difference is, can you have a chiv on less than a shavar puta? Hischaivis midas, you can have it, but the Torah doesn't impose chiyuv of less. One difference is whether you need a beznav shlosha smuchim. The Rambam has another difference where they're cotton. The Rambam writes, cotton shalova, chayv l'shalom l'kishay yagdil. If a child before bar mitzvah borrows $100 and he says, I'm going to pay you back, so cotton's a lab b'nei chiyuva. If the cotton is mazik, if the cotton steals, the Mishnah shlosh, achem shal to be cotton shlosha pigyosam ra, hem shalchav l'bachem p'turim. So the cotton shehizik and the cotton shechoval is not chayv to pay. Cotton shegozal is not chayv to pay. But the cotton shalovo, the Rambam says, that's his chayv is midas. He accepted it on his own. The Rambam has a chiddush. He thinks that you do have to pay.
Regarding the case of chovel chaver pachas mishal pruta, would there be a chiyuv atis midei shamayim to pay the pachas mishal pruta?
I don't think so. I don't think so. The Torah doesn't impose a chiv on less than a shaver pruta. I don't think so. So there are, and then there's a difference for meitav. That's the Minchas Chinuch says meitav is only by the choftal and avos mezik and all 24 that are chiyuv that the Torah imposes. And pachas mishaver pruta is an afkemini. Sifin mishaver masacha. Sifin the Rashi pruta pruta. And cotton and the bezin. So here, Taisus quotes the Rabbeinu Hananel on the Afyud Gimel on the base as another nafkemina aloha lamais. How do you paskin? Do you paskin shibura de raisa, shibura lav de raisa? So there's so the Shach quotes a big machlekes of Rishonim, quotes marachim mul marachim, quotes a 6-7 Rishonim paskin meferi shibura de raisa. Another 6-7-8 Rishonim paskin meferi shibura lav de raisa. Then you have in the middle of Shitas Rabbeinu Hananel that Taisus quotes over here on Yud Gimel on the base, Omer HaPapit. The second Taisus from the top. Ben Hanana says that we split it. With respect to a milvach, so about Torah, the Torah imposes the chiv to the maximum. So then we say Shibura deraisa, just like we said, just like the Minchas Chinuch said. By a milvach, so about Torah, you got to pay meitav. The Torah imposes the chiv to the maximum. But if it's milvach enik, so about Torah, then he paskins Shibura lav deraisa. By halvoa, he paskins that Shibura lav deraisa. The Gemara has such a distinction also that we just mentioned. Shaymer Aveda, I'm walking in the street, and I see someone dropped something there in Aveda, so and I know it's a Jewish person, Atalas Ekel. It wasn't dropped by Nochri, so I'm chiv to do HaShabbos Aveda. There'll probably be someone, I'm chiv to do HaShabbos Aveda. I'm not really interested in the whole thing, I'd rather walk away. But Halacha says I have to pick it up. The minute I pick it up, I become a shomer. I didn't accept it upon myself to become a shomer. Torah imposes upon me that I have to become a shomer. So to what extent did I become a shomer? So Perek HaKlainis, that's a machlokes, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi has the he's only a shomer chinam. He didn't accept anything. Must speak the Torah said he becomes a shomer chinam. Rabbi Yosi disagrees, says no, shomer aveid becomes a shomer socha. So my time with the Rabbi Yosi, why does it become a shomer socha? So the Gemara gives two different explanations. One explanation the Gemara gives is the famous one, Pruta de Rav Yosef. He may be busy, Oisikin, he may be involved in Hashavas Aveda, and an Ani will come, and he'll be Oisik Mitzvah, Patam and Amitzvah, he'll be Patam from giving Tzedakah. So he may be Marviach HaPruta, so because he may be Marviach HaPruta, so that's called Pruta de Rav Yosef, makes Mento Shamasocha. That's where the Shach got this Hagos Hashrif and that Gemara, that to become a Shamasochar, as opposed to Shamachinim, I'm watching for 10 years. If they pay me one pruta, that makes me a Shamasocha. There's no minimum wage per hour that you have to get paid. If they pay less than the Shamapruta, I'm not a Shamasocha. Pay a Shamapruta, I become a Shamasocha. So that's the famous reason why Rabbi Yosef holds that the Shamar Aveda becomes a Shamasocha. Then the Gemara has another line, and Perek HaKadosh, the Gemara gives another explanation why, that the Orsameach thinks was added by the Rabbanus Averoi. He thinks that that's not what Rabbi Yosef said. He thinks it was added later, because the other sugyas don't mention that. So the other svar the Gemara throws in, or the Rabbanan Savarai, whoever put it in, is Rachmana Shabde. If the Torah imposes a chiyuv upon you, Torah imposes to the maximum. So you're not going to say the Shema Aveda is chay b'onsin. The only reason why Yisrael is chay b'onsin is called Kol Anos Shalom. Here he's not allowed to use the Aveda. So it can't be chay b'onsin. But it's a toss-up. Should you say he's like a Shemachinim or like a Shemachar? So if he accepts Shmir on his own, a Shemer accepts on his own to become a Shemer, so he has to agree. Do you want to be a Shemachar? Do you want to be a Shemachinim? But if Rachman HaShabda, if the Torah imposes, so the Torah imposes to the maximum. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch says about Meitav. When the Torah imposes the Chiv, then the Torah imposes to the maximum, you got to pay Meitav. And that's what the Rabbeinu Hananel holds over here, based on this sugya. When the Torah imposes the chiyuv, the Torah imposes to the maximum, that even with Shiv and the Chosim, Shivud of their rights, in the Halvoi, where you accept it upon yourself, and Milvul Sheinik Silva Batoira, you accept it upon your own, so that's Shivud Alav their rights. That's the Rabbeinu Hananel's Achro. So where did Rabbeinu Hananel get it from? Yeah.
When we said with the Rambam about a Kotam that borrows that he has to pay, if the whole basis is Yisrael was Bidas, then how could he have to pay when he's a Gadol if he didn't have Das?
Right, it's a little bit inaccurate. We call it a hischayvus midas, and a kotan zalab badas halpidin. It doesn't really mean literally hischayvus midas. Hischayvus out of his own free will. So the Kadon also has a free will, right? It's not an accurate expression. For lack of a better expression, we call it a hischavis midah. So the Gemara is more accurate. We call it, the Gemara calls it milvishenik silver batur. Maybe that's why the Gemara didn't want to call it hischavis midah, because it's not accurate. A katan zala badas. Okay. So you have five nafkeminas. You have five nafkeminas. Milvot silver batur, milvishenik silver batur. Nafkemina for a katan according to the Ram, nafkemina for a meitab, nafkemina for pachas mishaver puta. For Bezdin Smuchim, fine. So now the Gemara, again. So the Gemara quoted a machlekes Rabbi Yechonah Mishlokesh on the one hand, and Shmuel on the other hand. Then Gemara later says it's Rabbi Shmuel together. Rabbi Shmuel on one side of the fence, Rabbi Yechonah Mishlokesh on the other side of the fence. Whether Shibuta deraisa, lab deraisa. What's the difference, Allah HaLamaisa? Bottom line, they made a takana derabbanon. Even if she put a lav derais and made a takana derabbanon, that there is shibun nechasim. So what's an afkemina? What is derais or derabbanon? What's the difference? Allah halamaisa. So the Gemara only has one afkemina on our daf. If she put a is lav derais, so it motivated the chachamim to use the principle of hefke bezna hefke to introduce shibun nechasim was kedesh lo ten odalus bifnei lovin. I'm going to lend money to the guy, and then he's going to go broke, and I won't be able to collect from the lekuchas, or he's going to die, and I won't be a healthy person. Then he dies. He's in an accident. He dies. And then, goodbye. I can't collect from the Yorshim. So next time I won't want to lend any money. The guy may die, or he may sell the karka. So Kadesh Allah to Nodelus Bifinei Love, and the Meir Takana, there should be Sheba Nechasim. Fine. So the Gemara understands if that's the reason why they had to make a takana derabbanan, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to hold back babies because you're not giving him the korbanos. So the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need the takana. So if you hold shibud alav deraisa, then hayal isha sheviya chatosa meisa lo yaviu yorshem oivosa unless if he shasa mechaim, unless she was magdish to oiva. But if she wasn't magdish, she wouldn't say there's a shiba nechasim to collect from her assets, from her estate after she dies, in order to buy a korban oil. She's not alive. And the whole idea of collecting from the yisayimim is only based on takana derabbanan, kedesh lo tana delos bifnei lovin. By the Rabbanu Shalom, that the reason is not relevant. But if you hold shibuta deraisa, it doesn't matter whether we have to protect them, or you don't have to protect them. The Rabbanu Shalom doesn't need any protection. But if that's the din, that she put in their eyes, even the Gabi the Rabbanu Shalom, even the Gabi the Karbanis, even Lahi Fishas Machan. That's the only nafkamina the Gemara has here. If you look in the Shita Lono de Lami, he gives you another seven nafkaminas Ladina. Very complicated. Very complicated. It's such a long shach in Chosh Mishma Simulam Tes. He makes such a big Maracha, Mul Maracha, whole list of Rishonim, all that is Deraisa Derabon. What's a nafkamina? The only nafkamina is for carbon hayoledis. The only nafkamina in the Gemara is carbon hayoledis is irrelevant. Bizman is that. We don't have any Beisamid, we don't have any carbonis. In all the six, seven cases that the Shita Lanadalami quotes, they're all so obscure, complicated cases. Where Lachapa nafkamina, whether Deraisa Derabon, it really doesn't make that much of a difference. So here in this, when the Gemara quotes this machlekes, whether shibud deraisa, lav deraisa, the Gemara says again, v'hapligi buhe, about the seventh line from the top, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, the eighth line from the top of Yud Gimel and Beis and Talmud Bavli. So the Gemara says v'hakidushin. The Gemara says v'hapligi buchod azimna. We know that there's a machlek. We know this already. There's a machlek. There's Rabbi Shmuel on the one side, and Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish on the other side. What do you know? Pligi b'chad zimna. So why was it necessary to quote it a second time? The Rav Shmuel Damich Rabbi, they both said it, say it together. Milva al peh ain't a god v'min ayorshim v'loy min halakuchas. Milva al peh ain't a god v'min ayorshim v'loy min halakuchas. Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish Damich Rabbi, milva al peh god v'min ayorshim god v'bein min ayorshim bein min halakuchas. It's a machlokes. So with the milva peh, you collect. What about milva d'shtar? Sounds like that they all agree. They all agree that you collect. Why? Because he wrote in the shtar. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that if Shibda Beferish, not like that Ritva. Simple reading Gemara, if Shibda Beferish, then everyone agrees that it's we'll say the Gemara later also sounds the next line. Five lines later also sounds like that. Sounds like if it's a Milva Bishtar and he wrote in the Shtar Beferish. So we Paskal Aloch Achrayis is a Tos Sefer. What does it mean Achrayis is a Tos Sefer? So we have a din of Yad. The original din of Yad is Yodis Nedar. Yodis Bashvil, Yodis Nedar. A person takes a neder, and it says, Nefesh Kisishova Levate Bisosai. And the Parsha is Vayikra. Nefesh Kisishova Ni Levate Bisosai. So what if Goma Baliba, he had in mind, he's accepting a neder, a Shvur. If he takes a neder, Litzdaka, so that's a different din. We Hegdish is Chalba Machshava. Hegdish, his Chayv is to bring a Korban, is Chalba Machshava. Even though it should also be a neder, should also be in Yoni HaFloa, should also require Amira. They said that's an exception to the rule. There are two exceptions to the rule. The HaFloa is Chal B'machshava. One is Truma, because it says, V'nech Sholachem Chumaschem. Where is that? In the end of Parshas Korach. V'nech Sholachem Chumaschem. Kadogim Menagor Mecham Lehem Menay Yaakov. So the Torah Shebal Peh has an additional level of interpretation. It's not Poshim Shad. Has an additional level of interpretation. If you have in mind, I want this to be Truma and everything else, so the Truma is Chal. Then the other exception to the rule that is Chal B'machshav is Hegdish. Because it says, they dug up a pasuk in Dibra Yomim. Called Nadiv Lev Oilus Heviu. Whoever had accepted a neder in his heart to bring a Korban Oila, they brought it. So you see, called Nadiv Lev Oilus, if he accepted in his heart to bring a Korban Oila, then we have to bring. So the Gemara said, these are the two exceptions to the rule, and that's called Shnei Ksuv Ma'boin Ke'echad Eim Alamdin. Usually, if you have a pasuk that tells you a din, so you extrapolate from that din, that's a Ma'matzino. Ma'matzino, that Truman's Chal B'machshava, so to all in Yoni HaFloa, should be Chal B'machshava, and Adar Meshua, so the din is no. Here you have two psukim tell you the same thing. Truman's Chal B'machshava, Truman tells B'machshava, and Hegdish is Chal B'machshava. So we say, the din only applies here. And all other in Yad HaFloah, the Pasuk requires, Nefesh Kisishova Levate Bisasam. He has to say. So what if the person took on the Rishvu? And he didn't finish the sentence. He said a half a sentence. But based on what he said, we understand the rest that he didn't say. Let's say a person has in mind to take a neder, and it's not Dram Shabalev. Dram Shabalev and a Dram. He has in mind to take a neder, and everybody knows what the did in the Muchach is. It's obvious to everybody. He's shaking his head. Do you take a neder to stop eating potato chips? He goes like this. It's obvious he's taking a neder. But it's an did in the Muchach. So the Rishayim say, Dram Shabalev, Babalev, Kol Adam, if it's an did in the Muchach, then you don't say Dram Shabalev and a Dram. But it doesn't help for neder to show yourself, because you need Levate Bishwasayim. You can have an umdir in the mucha from today till tomorrow. Self kol self, there's no dibur, so it's not chal. So if a person takes a neder and he said a half a language, half a sentence, and he didn't say the whole sentence, we can figure out based on the half of the sentence that he said, we know what he's driving at. That's not enough to know what he's driving at. If he shakes his head but he didn't say it, a person is mute. And he can't talk. He can't take a neder ishwa. He's just not chal. Can't take a neder. He can't say kiddush. He has to be out to Shemei Kainah from somewhere. If he can't talk, he can't take a neder, he can't take a shvur. So the din of Yad is not a din because it's obvious what he's driving at. It's an umdin and muchach. Umdin and muchach is not enough. Need levate biswasai. So that's the chiddush din of Yad. If he made a dibur on half of the sentence, and it's obvious what the rest of it, what the missing part of the sentence is considered as if he had a dibur on the whole sentence. So the Gemara says that din of Yad is not only by Nedarim, Mishpuas, and Aziris. It's by any case where you need a text. So let's say you wrote a shtar, and there's a line missing in the shtar, but it's understood. Let's say it says, Shnas Tavshin Ayin Zayin. Tavshin Ayin Zayin. It's 5,000 Tavshin Ayin Zayin. They didn't write Chamesh HaSalaf. It's self-understood as Chamesh HaSalaf. And it doesn't say what? The year 700 and... What is it? 777? Maybe it's 777 since the beginning of the Russian dynasty? Since the first Tsar? No. it means Lebriyas Ha'olam. It doesn't say Lebriyas Ha'olam. Everybody writes Lebriyas Ha'olam. So we know what it means. He wrote a little bit. He didn't write Chamesh Yisrael, didn't write Lebriyas Ha'olam. It's self-understood. I think in the Asi Yeksuba they made a mistake. They left out the two words Lebriyas Ha'olam. But it's self-understood. They should correct it. When they print it again, they should put in the two missing words. It's not nice, but even if you don't fill it in, that's a din of yad. That's a din of yad. So let's say I borrow $10,000 from you. I give you a shtar. I borrow $10,000. I owe the money, and I forgot to write the line. L'chol nechasam shibatim l'chayv zeh. I didn't write that it's meshuben. So do you say that there is shibin l'chasam, and you can collect from the lekuchas, or do you say no shibin l'chasam? He didn't write. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. That's called achrayis. Tosefer achrayis lav tosefer. He say it's simply a mistake, a scribal error. The sefer forgot to write kol nechasam mishibadim lachov zeh, but it's self understood. So that's how we paskan achrayis tosefer. The fact that it's missing achrayis, the sefer forgot to write kol nechasam mishibadim lachov zeh, that's considered a mistake. If it will say I borrowed $10,000 and there's no shibin lachasam, no is no. So if it says beferish and there's no shim nechasim, there's only shim beraguf. There's no shim nechasim. So when I'll die, or when I sell it, you can't collect from the yisam, you can't collect from the lekuchas. But if it doesn't say beferish fakir, that there's no shim nechasim, then you say achrayis tosefer. The lack of achrayis is attributed to an error on the part of the scribe, and it has a din of yad, even though it doesn't say it's considered as if kinichtav domi. It's considered as if it says it. There's a din of diakni. We're going to have to talk about this anyways. I may as well talk about it now. It's going to come up later in this year. There's a din of diakni. The Gemara has a shailin towards the end of Bava Basra. Let's say I borrowed $10,000 and I give you a shtar. So what is shibin lechosin? So the Ritva said over here, and the Nesivus writes in Chosh Mishpot. I think it's in him involved in Chosh Mishpot by Kim Shtars. So the Nesivus writes, like the Ritva, that is the Kinyan Lachatzayin. So if Shiba Nechosim is a Kinyan Lachatzayin, what if at the time that I borrowed the money from you, I write Kol Nechosim Shibadim, I had 10 pieces of real estate. And after, a month after I borrow the money, then I buy the Trump Towers. And then I sell it away to someone else. So is that included in the Shiba Nechosim? It was a Dovah Shel Abol Yodah. Shiba Nechosim means a Kinyan Lachatzayin. You cannot make a kinyan on the Dovah Shel Abol Yodah. So the Gemara raises that question. If you're Meshabed, we do that all the time. In every ksuba, it says the husband accepts upon himself an obligation in the event that he dies before the wife, or he divorces the wife, unless it's the fault of the wife, unless she killed him, or unless she ruined the marriage. She made life so miserable, she ruined the marriage. Then she's not entitled to the ksuba. But if he dies first, it's not, she didn't poison him. Or if he divorces her, no one's fault, either his fault or no one's fault. So then his husband has to pay ksuba. So in every ksuba it says that we're meshabed nechosin this lo nachrayis or deles lo nachrayis. Deles lo nachrayis means metaltalim. Usually there's only shim nechosim on karka. But if you meshabed beferish agav the karka, just like I can be makna metaltalim agav karka, there's a Mishnah later, there's a kinyan agav, so too you can be meshabed metaltalim agav karka. That's the Gemara Cheskos Abatim. You can be meshabed. Why should agav work? The answer is because shim nechosim is a kinyan lachatzan, it's a type of kinyan. So agav is a kinyan. Agav is a way to be makna metaltalim agav karka. And shim nechosim is a kinyan lachatzan. So therefore the Gemara assumes you can be mishabed metaltalim agav karka. So that's what we do in every ksub. It says nechosin dis lo nachrayis udeles lo nachrayis. I'm mishabed and metaltalim also agav di karka. And then you write dikanoi, which I already have, udo osir anola mikne. Even the karka that I plan to buy in the future should also be mishubed. So we write it down beferish. So that's the Gemara raises the question in Bava Basra. Gemara has the shaila, since he cannot make, the halacha says, if the din would have been like Rabbeir, that you can make a kinyan on a dovish la bala yolam, and if and when it becomes bala yolam, then the kinyan is chal. So then there's no shaila, just like you can make a kinyan on a dovish la bala yolam, so you can make a shibin achasim also on a dovish la bala yolam. That's what the Gemara says. But if you paskin against Rabbeinu, we don't paskin like Rabbeinu. We paskin. Gemara has a whole list of Tanoim, a whole Dovish, well, later in Kiddushin, in the Samach. That Dovish Labali Yoylam, we paskin, is not Chal. So what about over here? Do you have the ability to be Meshabed, the Osir Anola Miknit? That's called the Ekni, the Nechos in which I will buy in the future. So the Gemara raises the question. And the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that yes, that the Ekni does work. The Ktzais raises the question, how, why in the world does it work? So bottom line, he throws up his hands, he says, you have to say it's a takana derabban. On the level of the Raisa, there's no way to explain why it should work. Because Meshiva Nechosim is a type of a kinyan, kinyan l'chatzoy. You can't make a kinyan on a dovish l'baliyon. So why should you be able to make a Meshiva Nechosim on a dovish l'baliyon? So it's a takana derabban. So in Shulchan Aruch, they have like this. Let's say, the loyve borrows $10,000 on the malve, he gives him a shtar. If you got the right kol nechosam, you should buy them lechayibzeh. So that's a machlokes in the first parak in Bavim Tzvi, and we paskan achrayis tov sefer. The fact that that line is missing, that's a scribal error, and midin yad itself understood that there is shiv nechosam. Because lo shod the inish zuzi bichdi, the Gemara has an expression. The malve is not going to lend me $10,000 without any security. So he wants that there should be Shim Nechosim. That's a double potion. No one is going to lend a large sum of money. Maybe if he lent me a dollar, then maybe you don't say Achrayis Tov Sefer. But if he lent me some significant amount of money, the Gemara says, L'shod De'inish Zuzi Bichdi. People don't throw their money away for no good reason. If you're lending me money, you want to have Shim Nechosim, self understood. So what if it says Kol Nechosim Shibadim L'chayiv Zeh? But it doesn't say the Ekni. It doesn't say I'm even Mishabed the Nechasim the Kanoi Uda Oser on Olamik. I didn't write the Nechasim that I'm going to buy in the future. So the Mechaber writes from the Goyim that you don't on the Ekni you don't say Achrayis Tov Sefer. Only on the Nechasim that he has. There you say even if it doesn't say that's a Yad, that's considered a Yad and self understood that there is Shibud Nechasim. But the Shibud the Ekni is not understood. So when the Gemara has this discussion whether the Ekni is Mishtabir or not, so the Gemara starts to bring rayas one way or the other. Whether the maskana is that the Ekni is Mishtabir. And the Ktzai says you have to say it's a Takana Drabba. There's no way to explain it on the level of the rice. But the Gemara is trying to prove whether right or wrong, whether Shibud the Ekni is Chal or not. So the Gemara brings a raya b'feirish. When I die, you can collect from the Yorshim, you can collect on the Yarshim, let's say, if I Yarshin the Chosim before I die, I Yarshin the Chosim before I die, and then it goes to my Yarshim. So you can collect that. So the Gemara says, that's not Mamish the Ekni. I didn't have it at the time of the Halva, I got it later. So the Gemara says, it's Zarai that the Ekni, he must have written the Ekni. The Ekni is Meshab. The Gemara says, no, that's not a right. Maybe to collect from Yisaimim is a different story. Maybe to collect from Yisaimim, you don't need Shiva Nechosim. The Olam, you can say the Ekni doesn't work. But Mitzvah Leif Seimim, the Ferech Eidus Aviyim, maybe Midrabbana, we treat it as if the Seimim have to pay me Tam Shiva Raguf. Since their father borrowed the money, and he left over, if the father borrowed the money and he spent it, and he didn't leave any Yerusha for the children, so the children don't have to pay. But if the father borrowed the money, and then he dies, and he leaves this assets to the children, so the Gemara says, maybe that's a takana derabana, which on the level of the rice and that. Maybe it's a takana derabana, we treat the Yisaimim as if it's a Shibur Aguf. With the Rabbana, Mitzvah, the Yisaimim, the Ferech Eidus Aviyim, maybe treat it like a Shibur Aguf. So that's how the Gemara suggests initially. Again, the Gemara had the suffix whether the Ekni is Mishtabit or not, and the Gemara brings the Rai from Mishnah that the Ekni is Mishtabit because you can collect from the Yoshim. Then the Gemara said, that doesn't prove it. Maybe by Yoshim you don't even need the Ekni. Maybe you can collect from Yorshim based on Shibur Aguf. But what about Lekuchas? So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, yeah, Lekuchas the Ekni does work. Takonim the Rabbanon, Hefke Bez Nefke, works by Lekuchas. So the question is, originally at the beginning of the Sugya, at the beginning of the Sugya, when the Gemara started the whole discussion, so the Gemara suggested that maybe to collect from Yisaimim, there's no need for the Ekni. You can collect based on Shibur Aguf. Once you get to the Maskana, there was no need to say like that. once you get to the maskana, you can say the ekni is mishtabit. So the question is, the suggestion that the Gemara said in the beginning was not only a temporary suggestion to answer Akasha, but Aliba Damas is not true. But he said, no, it is true. So that's a big machloikis in Choshen Mishpat. It's one line in the Mechabe, he quotes 2 days from the Goyim. A man borrowed money. I borrowed $10,000. And after I borrow the money, I give you a shtar, a little bit of a shtar. And after I borrow the money, then I buy karka, and afterwards I die. And I never wrote in the shtar, the ekni. I never wrote. And you don't assume that shibud the ekni is achrayis to sefer. You don't assume like that. Shibud on the nechosim that I have at the time that I give you the shtar, that's achrayis to sefer. If the sefer didn't write kol nechosim shibud mulchavzeh, it's self-understood that all the nechosim I'm meshubit to the chayif. Unless he writes beferish, in kanshim nachas. If he writes no, it's no. But if he doesn't write one way or the other, then we say that achrayis to sefer. It's not written, it's a yad, it's self understood. But shibit the ekni, you don't say achrayis to sefer. That says in Shulchan Aruch. So if you don't say achrayis to sefer, does the malva have the right to collect from the yisaimim, from the karka that the loiva bought afterwards? It was the ekni, but he didn't, it was a dovish labal yoylam. The loiva bought the karka after the ksivas hashtar, but he didn't write the ekni. And you don't say the lack of writing the ekni is self-understood. You don't say that the ekni is tosefer. That's in Beferish and Mechaber. The Rishonim all say it like that. So do you have the right to collect from the yisaimim, from the karka that the loiva bought afterwards? So that's one line in the Mechaber, yeshamim yes or yeshamim no. It's a machlekes from the goinim. That's a fundamental machlekes when you collect from the yisaimim. Is that based on Shiba Nechosim? And then you have to have the Ekni. If he didn't write the Ekni, is Nisht. Or do you say, no, it's based on Shiba Daguf. Mitzvah the Yisraelim for Chavis Avim makes it that we treat it like a Shiba Daguf. So that's a fundamental machlokes. At one point, the Sugya said Beferish like that, that to collect from the Yisraelim is based on Shiba Daguf at Tarkana de Rabban. But the question is whether that remains Lamaskan. Where's this Gemara? Who remembers where's the Ekni? I think it's a Perk Mishaneis. So all Gemara starts on Amad Aleph and goes to the bottom of Amad Beis. I gotta look for it. Okay. I have to look for this. So at the beginning, I don't remember. So at the beginning of the Sugya, the Gemara assumes Beferish like that. That they collect from Yisraelim, you don't need Shibud Nechos. And when you get to the Maskana, that answer was really not necessary. The question is, was that answer true? And we pass like that? No, that was only a suggestion. Because we had a kasha, and once you get to the Maskana, it's not so. So that's a machloika. So let's see, Argimar. Nachama. So Gemara says again, Hapligi Bocha de Zimna. The machloika is here with Shmuel on the one hand, Rabbi Yudah Meshmuel against Rabbi Yechem Ishlokish. If lahi frishasa mechayim, do you say that the woman, the yolet, has died and she leaves assets, she leaves property? How's the woman have property? Usually, mashu konsa isha kana bayu. Husband owns everything. Is that true? The husband owns everything. Mashu konsa isha kana bayu means how he gets peres nixin malur. He doesn't own the thing itself. The wife owns what she gets. Let's say the father-in-law dies and he has no son, so the daughter yarshins. So the daughter yarshins it. So it doesn't go to the husband. Masha Khan Srishan Khan Bible, Tyson points out, not the same Masha Khan Ebekana Rabbo. Masha Khan Ebekana Rabbo is a din deraisin. Masha Khan Srishan Bible is only din derabbo. It's number one. And Tyson says that's one nafkamina. Then another major nafkamina is Masha Kana Eva Kana Rabba belongs legamre to the owner. The Eva is walking in the street, picks up a watch, picks up $1,000 bill, whatever he acquires ownership goes to the owner 100%, the whole thing. Masha Kana Seishan Kana Baila only means the Baal is Echel Peris, Nechse Malug, but the Bien still belongs to the woman. So there's no kasha. When the Yoled dies and she leaves assets, what assets does she have? What woman has assets? Of course she has assets. The husband is entitled to the Peris of the assets, but the assets belong to the woman.
The husband
Could be. Okay, could be. But even if the husband is alive, it's a nishkin kasha. The wife does have assets. Huh? Nichsei maluk. Fine. There is an institution, nichsei maluk, that the beyond the goof adove belongs to the ish, and the peris go to the baal. So the Gemara says, "Apligi bochadizim that this machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi and Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan whether shibura derais or not. We already have it in another case. Where is that? The Rabbi Shmuel damit rabba milva al pe ena goyvim in ayorshim veloy min halakuchas. You don't collect milva al pe. Only collect milva al pe minay. You don't collect from the yorshim or from the lakuchas. Sounds like milva bishtar you do collect. Why? Because shibda befeirish. That's minatoyr mederabbanan. Milva bishtar you do collect. Omen milva pei says you don't collect. Because milva pei there's no shibin achasim. There's only shibin agup. Say, ain't a gav men a yorshim velo men alakuchas. You don't collect at all. So it's number one, you see that milva bishtar you do collect. Number two, you see that why don't you collect from the Yorshim? If to collect from the Yorshim is based on Shibud Aguf, et takon de Rabbanon, mitzvah de sem v'chevis aviyim, so you don't need Shibud Nechasim to collect from the Yorshim. So it sounds, Rabbi Shmuel damit avayu, in order to collect from the Yorshim, you do need Shibud Nechasim. And there's only Shibud Nechasim on Lulva Bishtar. Lulva Balped, there is no Shibud Nechasim. So you see a lot of premises and making a lot of assumptions here. Rabbi Shmuel, they hold milva bishtar, you do collect. Because there is shibin achasim. Sounds a little bit, perhaps, that it's minatur you collect. Milva bishtar, you collect minatur. Not like the ritvo, that he wants to say on our daf, that according to the opinion that shibura lav daraisa, so even if shibudu beferish also, you can't collect, because it's kinya lachatzoin. Kinya lachatzoin doesn't exist. No, it would appear not so. Milva bishtar, you do collect minatur. Milva alpeh, there's no shibin achasim, and you don't collect even from the yorshim, because in order to collect from the yorshim alakuches, you need shibin achasim. Fine. Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, Damit Avayit, they both say they disagree. Milvapeh gavet bein min hayorshim, bein min halakuches. Really? So the Rishonim says it's against the Mishnah and Bava Basra. Mishnah and Yehan and Bava Basra says a milvah bishtar. Milva bishtar you can collect from the chosim shubadim, and milva pe can only collect from the chosim b'nei chorim. Where is this Mishnah Bava Basra? Bava Basra ends on Kufay and Zayin, somewhere towards the very end of Bava Basra. Yeah, Kufay and Hey Amud Aleph, the last line in Bava Basra, Kufay and Hey Amud Aleph. Hamavus chaver bishtar govim in the chosim shubadim. The shibin achosim al yidei edim if it's mil ba'al peh gov min achosim b'nei chor. So it's a beferish and mishnah. The mil ba'bishtar you can collect from the chosim b'shubadim. The mil ba'al peh cannot collect from the chosim b'shubadim. So haka rabba shmol da'amit chavai. What are they saying against? They're saying against the mishnah. Rabbechon v'shlokish. Rabbechon v'shlokish da'amit chavaiu mil ba'al peh gov v'bein min ayoshim bein min halokuchos. How can it be? The Sanhedrin Rishonim crossed out Bein Min Halakuchas. A group of Rishonim say that that's a misprint. That's against the Mishnah. You can't say Bein Min Halakuchas. All he said was Milva Peh Gove Min Ayorshim. Shouldn't say Bein. If you're going to end off Bein Min Ayorshim Bein Halakuchas, it should say Bein. But if you're going to cross out Bein Min Halakuchas, they just say Milva Peh Gove Min Hayorshim. How do you explain that? How do you explain that? So the Gemara explains it. The Rabbi Yechon v'Shlokish holds Shibura deraisa. If you hold Shibura deraisa, it doesn't make a difference, but it's a milva bishtar, milva alpeh. It doesn't make a difference. They should both have the ability to collect from the Yisayimim and from the Lakuchas. But we should say to the Lakuchas, if it's a milva alpeh, leis leikolo. Because Mandi Yosef, it's Sinu Yosef. A person borrows money, doesn't want to advertise to the whole wide world. He's going to borrow money privately, quietly, secretly, So people will not know that he's in need of money. If they're going to know that he's hard-pressed for money, then he's going to try to sell something, so they're going to pay him less. They know that he's desperate for money. So he doesn't want anybody to know that he's borrowing money. So that's what the Gemara says, Mandi Yosef Betzino Yosef. So even if you hold that Shibuda is the Raisa, Rabbi Yechem Ishlokish hold, Shibuda is the Raisa, that's how the Gemara explains it. Rabbi Yechem Ishlokish hold, Shibuda the Raisa, Min HaTorah, you can collect both Milval Peh, Milval Bishtar, Fim Misaimim, and Fun Lekuches, but with the Rabbanon you have to make a Takana, that's not fair. Because a Pseida de Lekuches, you ruin the whole world of real estate business if you leave the din on the level of the Raisa. So this concern of Pseida de Lekuches is only from the Kuches. So they change the din deraisa. But from Yisayimim, why do they have to change the din deraisa? You leave it on the din deraisa. Milva peh is goyvim in a Yisayimim. So that's the other gears. Milva peh goyvim in a Yorshim, but loyvim in a Lekuches. They're saying halacha lemaisa. Milva peh goyvim in a Yorshim, because min a Torah the din is like that, then there's no need to make a takona de rabbonim. The need to make a takona de rabbonim only is not to collect milva peh from the Lekuches, because of Pseida the Lekuches, you'll ruin the whole world of real estate, Pseida the Lekuches. But if it's Yorshim, there's no need to make a Takana, so they didn't make a Takana, so they left it on a din derais. That's one way to read the Gemara, that Rabbi Yechonah Mishlokish, Damit Yaldai, Milva Apeh, God Min HaYorshim, V'loy Min HaLekuches, or you cross out the last three words, Beimenolka, Jez God Min HaYorshim, and he's telling you the din halacha lemaisa. If you have the girsa the way we have, he's not telling you halacha l'maisa, he's telling you what the din deraisa was. Milva peh, the din used to be, go over beimen ha-yorshim, beimen ha-lekuches, and we're leaving out what the din derabbanan is. The Mishnah says in Bava Basa, milva peh, is not government ha-lekuches, because of pseida the lekuches. But again, it's going to boil down to the same thing. The way we have the girsa, Rabbi Yechem Ishlokas, is not telling you what the din deraisa used to be, until they changed it, and they only changed it by milval peh, not to collect from the kuches, and they never changed it with respect to milval peh, yes, collecting from the yisayim. According to the other girsa, that's exactly what the girsa should say. Milval peh, government ayoshim, ain't a government ala kuches. But the pshat is going to be the same. Either telling you the din deraisa before the chachamim change it, or they're telling you halacha maisa the din derabbanan. And the Gemara explains what's the machloket. That's the same as before. Whether Shibuda deraisa, Shibuda lav deraisa. So the way the Gemara presents it, there are already two nafkaminas. Whether Shibuda deraisa, lav deraisa. One nafkamina is the Rabban Shalom is going to give the babies even you don't bring the korbanos. So you don't have to make any takanas to protect his interest. He's going to give the babies anyway. So if you hold Shibuda deraisa, that's the din deraisa. So even the Yoleda Huisha Shemesa, Yavio Yorshim Oilosa, even if Lohifrishosamichai. But if you hold Shibuda Lav Deraisa, if you hold Shibuda Lav Deraisa, only if Hifrishosam. If Lohifrishosa, then there's no need to make a takana for the Rabbanah Shalom to get his carbonus. He's going to bring the baby, he's going to give them the babies even without the carbonus, then you don't bring. So that's one Nafkamina in Agmat. And the other Nafkamina, where the Shibuda Deraisa, Lav Deraisa, the way the Gemara said the second half is whether you collect milval peh min ayisayimim. If Shibuda deraisa said that on the level of deraisa, there's no difference milval peh and milval bishtar. They should both collect from the yisayimim and the lukuchas, but they made a takana de rabbanan not to collect from the lukuchas. So milval peh leis leikolo. So there's going to be said that the lukuchas made a takana, can't collect, but why should they make a takana by yisayimim? There's no, they didn't pay any money. Say the Lekuches because the Lekuches paid money. The Yisayim didn't pay any money. So there's no need to make a takana. So we leave it on a din deraisa. So if you hold Shibuda deraisa, Milval peh is goyvim in ayorshim. But if you hold Shibuda lav deraisa, Shibuda lav deraisa, so by Milval peh they never made a takana. So they never made a takana. So you can't collect from the Yisayim either. Why should they go out of their way to make a takana? They didn't make a takana, says Nish. The Ardaf, you see that there are two nafkaminas ledina. Whether Shibuda deraisa, lav deraisa. One is legabi korbonus, and one is legabi milva peh, whether goyvim in ayorshim or not. So the Gemara was asking, the Gemara says, v'hafligu b'chad azimlim. We know this machlekes already. Why was it necessary to record it twice? We recorded it in connection with the Mishnah in the end of Kinim, in Maseches Kinim about the Oled Sheheviya Korbonis. Is it only Hifishasam Echaim even La Hifishasam? And the other Nafkim Mina was Legabi Halva Milva Alpe, where the government are Yoshimena.
So what is that Shach that the Rebbe said that?
That one? What's an afkamina though? So the main afkamina was Lagabi Korbanus, that the whole thing is not noig bisman. And this afkamina, our Gemara says Lagabi Yorsh. Right. Right? Good? Okay. But this nafkamina legabi yoshim is not really so muchrach. You can dingzach. You can say minatara shibuda lav deraisa, but kadesh alotan adalus bifnei lov, and they wanted to introduce shibinachasim, but they didn't want to introduce it to take away from lukuchas, could say to the lukuchas, but they didn't introduce it midirabbanan to collect from the yisaim. You could have said milba pez gadim min yisaimim, even if you don't hold shibuda deraisa. Could have said because of Kadesh Alotan Adalus Bifnei Lovet. That the same din appears in Baba Basra, Tesis quotes it, the second Tesis Am Rapapa. The same Rapapa is quoted there. Milva Peh Goiv Ben Ayarshim, Vein Goiv Ben Alakuchas. There it says it correctly. And the Gemara there gives the other reason, the same din for a different reason. Milva Peh Goiv Ben Ayarshim, because Kadesh Alotan Adalus Bifnei Lovet, and a Takana Drabbana. Agamar says Milva Peh Gav Ben Yoshim Mekoshi Buddha Deraisa. So they left it on a din deraisa. They only changed it to Gabi Lukuchas because the Pseid is a Lukuchas. The Gemara then Baba Basra has the exact same din, but a totally opposite reason. That Milva Peh Gav Ben Yoshim is only a Takana Derabana. Mena Torah Shibuddha Lav Deraisa. Rapapa Shibuddha Lav Deraisa. But the only reason why you collect from the Yoshim, Kadesh Lo Telondal Spifnei Lob. So why did they make a takon and Milva Peh should be government and alakuchas also? No, that would be pseudo the alakuchas. But vis-a-vis taking away from the yarshim, so there they did make a takon. Kadesh lo tano dalas b'fnei lo. So that's all the rishonim has done. It's a steer between the same person, Rapope, says the exact same din in two mesichtes and opposite reasonings. Our Gemara says Milva Peh government ayarshim is because shibuda deraisa. The Gemara quotes there in Bava Basra Milva Peh government ayarshim because of Kadesh Allah Tana Dabas, Bifnei Lov. So Tastira. I'm going to lend the guy money and then he can die. Even though he looks up, he's going to die and I won't be able, Milva Peh won't be able to collect.
Even though it's not Lokuko supported who spent money. The Arshim didn't spend any money. They got.
Right, that's why. So Senishkin, it's not a Rachmanis on the Arshim. Yeah. So they made a Takana Rabban, Minatayra. Shibuda lav deraisa, and the Malda has no right to take away from the Yorshim. But the Yorshim, they didn't lay out any money over here. So they made a takana derabbanan, kadesh lo tanadalus bifnei lovin. If you're going to say when the Malda dies, so when the Levi dies, the Malda cannot collect from the Yorshim, so the people will refrain from lending money. They won't want to lend any money because the guy can die. Even though he's healthy, he may die. So they made a takana derabbanan that you do collect from the Yorshim. I said, they made a takana. Why make a takana to collect from the lukuchas also? And the mobile pen? No, that's going to be a pseudo the lukuchas. But by Yisamim, there's no rachmanis on them. They didn't lay out any money over here. So there we make a takana. So that's what Tosis works on, the sastira. That's the second Tosis tema. The Bishili get Pasha, the very end, the Mesichta ends on Kufayin Zayin. So this is next to the last daf in the Mesichta. The Bishili, the Sof, Shili Aramaic for Sof. So get Pasha Kamra Papa Gufe, the same Amira is quoted as saying the same thing for an opposite reason. Lola Pegov Ben Yoshim Kadesh Lotan Adelus Bifne Lovin. Benukalam Lakuchas, because she put a lav deraisa. She put a lav deraisa. Agamar says Faket, the exact same Psak Faket. She put a is deraisa, but the Lagabi Lakuchas, they changed it because of Seder Lakuchas. And by Yisamim, they didn't change it, they left it on and then deraisa. So it's a steer between the two Gemaras. The Samarashanim say, you got to change the girsa here, there. You got to change the girsa over there. And the Rabbeinu Hananel comes up with this teretz that the Gemaras suggested, what's the tricha say? Why did we quote the Machlokes Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish both in the context of the Mishnah and Kinim, as well as in the context of the Sugya Milva Pegah Ben Ayosha. Why did he quote the Machlokes twice? Because there would have been, one might have mistakenly thought that there's a distinction between a Milva Ksuv Batorah and a Milva Sheinik Ksuv Batorah. Maybe Shibura Deraisa by Milva Ksuv Batorah. Milva Sheinik Ksuv Batorah, Shibura Lav Deraisa. If the Torah imposes the Chiva, the Torah imposes to the maximum. So by Milva Ksuv Batorah, we should say Shibura Deraisa. So that's what Agmar says, that's the Tzricha said. We gotta record the Machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish against Rabbi Shmuel. In both cases, both in Milva Ksuv Batorah as well as Milva Sheinik Ksuv Batorah, comes the Rach, Rabbi Nachman, and says Rav Papa splits between the two. Exactly, the Gemara is Tzvara Lachalek, that by Milva Ksuv Batorah Shibura Deraisa, Milva Sheinik Ksuv Batorah Shibura Lav Deraisa, and they don't. And Rabbi Yechon, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Shmuel do not distinguish. Their Machlokes is across the board, both cases. So Rav Papa makes a compromise. In the end of Baba Basra, that they quote Rav Papa saying Shibura Lav Deraisa, he's talking about Halvor. The end of Baba Basra is talking about Halvor. And here Rav Papa is talking about the Yoledis. We're talking about Milva Ksuv Batorah. So that's the Terence. By Milva Ksuv Batorah, Shibura is Deraisa. Milva Sheinik Ksuv Batorah, Shibura is Lav Deraisa. Like the Gemara said, such a distinction. Like the Gemara said, such a distinction. Benegetu Shemachina versus Shemesocha. Rachmana Shabde, that the or Samech thinks that the Rabbanos Taburai put it in. Because it's so famous, proof of the Rabbi Yosef. So he said, that's the real reason for Rabbi Yosef. This is added Bizman HaSaburai. They added on this. But that's the Svar. When the Torah imposes the Chiyab on the Shemra Beda, we force you to become a Shemra. It becomes the Shemra to the maximum, it becomes the Shemesocha. Can't say a shoel, it's not kol ano shalom, that's out of the question. But it comes to shema socha. But if you accept upon yourself, you only accept the shema chinam, unless you agree to function as a shema socha, unless they pay you money, or if maso shema chinam lias chayk to shema socha, you can always agree to. Yeah. So that is the Gemara. So in this Gemara, what does the Gemara say, tzricha? Gemara answers with tzricha. Where is it again? The line begins with the word tzricha. If you only have the machlokes by the halvoy b'ach kama Shmuel b'shum delam milvak suv b'aturi by halvoy, so there Rabbi Shmuel hold that shibura lav derais. Avo b'ach by the yoledes that it's a chiyuv that the Torah imposes she's mechuyev to bring karbonis. Avo b'ach ema moide luhu l'Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. I would think the Rabbi Shmuel would agree that Milva Ksuv Batorah Shibura Deraisa. The Yashmina Baha, if you only have Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, by the Oledes, I would have thought Baha come Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan only holds Shibura Deraisa because Milva Ksuv Batorah, Kiksuva Bishtai Damya. Milva Ksuv Batorah, the Torah imposes more. Avul Bahach, but by a Halvoa, there's a Milva Shenik Ksuv Batorah, even by the Rabbi Shmuel, that Shibura Lav Deraisa. So the Gemara says Tzricha. That's the Tzricha. Fine. So this svara that the Gemara suggested, lachalek, that's, Anag Gemara says, neither Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish nor Rabbi Shmuel distinguish. Rabbi Nachman claims that Rabbi Papa distinguishes, and that's the halacha. The halacha is that we do distinguish. A difference, the halacha between Milva Ksuv Batorah, Milva Sheinik Ksuv Batorah. We know there are other differences anyway. Bachas Mishavaputa, and Ekotna, and Bezdin Shoshlos, and Smuchim, and Meitav. But the Rabbi Nachman holds this is another nafkamina. Whether Shibura Deraisa or Lav Deraisa, it depends whether Milva Ksuv Batorah or Milva Sheinik Ksuv Batorah. So it's interesting, the Rishonim say, we raised the question before from the Ritva, if you hold Shibura Lav Deraisa, what if Shibdo Beferish? Everyone would agree that is Deraisa there. So the Ritva Nardab says, he thinks that if you hold Shibura Lav Deraisa, even if you wrote in the Shtar, Konachasim Shibadim L'chob Zeh, there's no such thing. You can't make a Kenya L'chatzim. We know there is a king Yelachatzim. He said, on Tezayin Amram, he says, also Meris Abedivi Guf Akonim. He said, it's like Dekel of Paris. We know you can make Dekel of Paris. You cannot sell Paris Dekel. It's a Dovish Laboli Yolam. But you can sell Dekel in Paris. You can sell the Dekel is a Boli Yolam with respect to the Paris that are like Boli Yolam. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. You can sell a Dekel of Paris. And Abedivi Guf Akonim, the Rishonim give the Moshe that it's like. The Rishonim and Achronim have. It's like a Dekel of Paris over there. There is such a concept as Kenya Lachatzoin. Amecha Abdul Knas. Let's say I have an Eved Knaini. So if a Shoah Mod kills the Evik Nine, the Balashah has to pay Shloshim Shalevit. So the Gemara has a discussion and Hashaleach and get. Can I sell you the Abediv? Can I sell you the Ebek 90 with respect to only one din? That if Yishoamur will kill the Ebed, you'll be the Balim, you'll be able to collect the Shloshim Shal Ebed. So Gemara is a suffix whether that's, there is such a thing as Dekal Eperis, there is such a thing, I sell Kinya Lachatzan, it belongs to you with respect to this, it belongs to me with respect to that. But the Gemara has a suffix whether that's a legitimate Dekal Eperis. Is that legitimate or not? So that's what the Ritva thought on our Gemara, that if you hold Shibura, love their Isa, so even if Shibda Beferish wouldn't work, such a Dekal Eperis doesn't work. Such a Kinyan Lachatzoin, the Karka of the Loive belongs to the Mabel with respect to Gvir Sachayv. What do you mean it belongs to the Mabel? It doesn't belong, it belongs to the Loive. So he says, this whole Kinyan Lachatzoin, the old Shibur Alav Deraisa, the whole concept of such a king Lachatzayin only is an invention of the Rabbanon. It doesn't exist on the level of Deraisa. And others disagree. Others disagree. The Tosis read. And he brings the Raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you would only have the Machlekes Abecha Mishlokish by Halvoa, you wouldn't have it by your letters. One would have thought that by your letters, since it's a Milvak Tzilvah Torah, I would have thought the Torah imposes the Chiv to the maximum, and it even has Shib and the Chosim. So the Gemara's lashon was, I would have thought, "Bahokam Rabbi Yechanan the Milvak Ksev Atar Kiksuva Bishtar Damya." It's as if you would have written a shtar, and if you would have written a shtar, would have been deraisa, would have been shibura deraisa. So from the lashon Gemara, it sounds like that if you write in the shtar befer shibda beferish in the shtar, then everyone agrees that shibura deraisa, not like that ritva. So the Tosis Rit thinks that he thinks this Nekuda is a Machlekes Amoraim. This Nekuda is a Machlekes Amoraim. Whether there's such a thing as a Kinyan Lachatzoyin with the Shibin Nechosim. If you hold Shibur Olav Deraisa, but if Shibda Beferish, does that make it that it should be Deraisa? So he thinks that that should be a Machlekes HaSugis. This Sugis seems to hold that, yeah. Milvak Sebatar Kiksuva Bishtar Damin, Ksuva Bishtar is Deraisa. Is a Shibur. So Milvak Sabata would have also been a Shibur.
Why does the Gemara call Milval Peh? It's a Milvak Suba Bishtar. It's a Milvak Suba Bishtar. So why is it calling it Milval Peh?
Milval Peh means I lent you money and there were only aid them without a shtar. That's a Milval Peh.
The top case
is took. Rapapa in our sugi is talking about Milval Peh, he's talking not a halvor,
right.
He's talking about Yoledes.
Right. So
and the sugi at the end of Bava Basra is talking about halvor. Right. So the Rabbeinu Hananel interprets that the Lashon Milval Peh doesn't mean a halvor, shalom b'yedim. It means a Yoledes. Doichik. Okay. It's a doichik shah. But he had this theorist hasugis, the sugi there. Instead of saying that there's a Tos Sefer somewhere, so Tosis writes in other places, there are sugyas mischalfos. You have certain sugyas that appear in Shas in different places, fakert from each other. There's machlokes Abai v'Rava, where the Milsadar Machman al Sabbath, Yavid Mahani, Yavid La Mahani. So on one place they quoted Abai said one way, the other Mesich, they quoted Abai said the other way. You have sugyas mischalfos. Tosis has a few sugyas like that. So this, some Rishonim said, this is one of the sugyas mischalfos. The two versions of what Rapapa said. Did he say it's based on Shibura Deraisa? Or did he say no? It's based on Kadesh Lo Tino Dalas Bifnei Lovin, the ability to collect the Milval Peh from the Yorsh. See, that's the Shaila. Usually Milval Peh, there's no Shib Nechasim. There's only Shib Nechasim Milval Bishtar. So Milval Peh, government of Yorshim, sounds like it's saying that a Milval Peh, even though there's only Shibud Aguf, you can collect from Yerushim, because to collect from Yerushim, you don't need Shibud Nechosim. It's enough Shibud Aguf. Then it should lead you to believe that you don't need the Ekni. But the other Rishonim say it's not true. You do need the Ekni. In order to collect from Yerushim, you do need Shibud Nechosim. So I was Milva Peh, government of Yerushim. There's no Shibud Nechosim on Milva. No, vis-a-vis the Yerushim, there is Shibud Nechosim, even in Milva Peh. There's no Shibud Nechosim vis-a-vis Lukuchas. But Milval Peh, there will be Shibud Nechosim vis-a-vis Yorsh. That's the machlokes. How do you understand this din? We paskal like Rapop. Milval Peh is Gov Ben Ayoshim. Then a Gov Ben Halakuchas. So Gov Ben Ayoshim means that you don't need Shibud Nechosim to collect from Yorshim. mitzvah, they say the first chavis avim, we treat it as if it's a shibir aguf. Or you say, no, there is no shibir aguf. No. Milvapeh gav mena yorshim vis-a-vis yorshim, we consider milvapeh as if there is a shibir nechos. So that's enough gemina for the diakni. Is it necessary to write the diakni to be able to collect from the yorshim? Okay, so this is what bekitzer, just to review. So we said the Gemara comes up with two different types of chiyuv imamim. There's a milvak sabata, milv shenik sabata, his chayvis midas and a chiyuv imamim that the Torah imposed. And we had 5-6 nafkaminas ladina, a cotton and a bezon shel shloshes smuchim, and a pachas mishaver pruta. And the Rabbeinu Hanano claims that there's a shita rapope who does hold from this distinction. The Gemara says neither Rabbi Yechon v'shlokish nor Rabbi Shmuel distinguish between the two with respect to shibura deraisa, lav deraisa. Rabbeinu Hanano thinks that rapope distinguishes. That milva baksava tera shibura deraisa, milva shenin ksava tera shibura is lav deraisa. Fine. Then we had a shaila. We assume the Shimon Chasim is called the Kinyan Lachatzoy. Otherwise, how did they get this kakaid idea? You can be mishabid metalfule magav karka. Kinyan agav is a kinyan to be makna. Ownership. Where's agav? Is it Mishnah Chavav or something? Chasim, yeah, Mishnah Chavav and Menalev is Kinyan agav. Based on the Pasuk Nidibra Yomim, the Gemara quotes. Pasuk Nidibra Yomim. So how do they come off in Cheskes Habatim? The Gemara says you can create a Shimon Chasim on the Tatlim Agav Karka. That's what we do in every Ksuba. It says Nichsin de Islan Achrayis with the Leslan Achrayis. Nichasim Sheishlam Achrayis means Karka. Nichsin de Leslan Achrayis means Metatlim. Mishabed de Metatlim Agav de Karka. How do they come off with such a 9-5 commitment? The answer is because Shimon Chasim is a form of Kenya Lachatzayim. So just like Agav works to be Makna Legamres, so Agav works to create the Shimon Chasim on it as well. So this is a very rich Gemara, an important Gemara in Choshen Mishpat. Okay. What's the next sugi of Kenes Hatzma Begeta and Misabal? The Mishnah says, if a girl is married, so there are two ways that she can be permitted to marry someone else. One way is if the husband gives her a get, then that's a pasuk in Chumash for Ochav Ha'asul Yishacher. She's allowed to be married. And the other case is if the husband dies. So the Gemara says, Bishleim get the chsivikas will save increases, etc. It says the husband gives a get, she's allowed to be married. But where do you come off to say that Misa Sabal Minola? Where does that say in Chumash that when the husband dies, the wife is allowed to marry someone else? Minola. And for the Gemara originally Svarahi. It's a Svara common sense. Who are Sora? She's Asur because she's an Ashes Ish. What do you mean Ashes Ish? She's Ashes Reuven. Then when Reuven drops dead, she's not Ashes Reuven anymore. Not an Ashes Ish. You're not Ashes Reuven. There's no Reuven. Who Asur of who shares so? He's the Oyser and he's the Matir. Craig Digmar, that's not always true. What about I'm not allowed to marry Ashes Av, my father's wife? Let's say she's not my mother. My mother died, my father remarried. So I'm not allowed to marry Eshazav. So after my father dies, I'm allowed to marry Eshazav. No. Once she was an Eshazav, she remains an Eshazav. So you see that this svar is not some mucha, who asar, but who shares. My father married her, she became an Eshazav. But even after he divorces her, she's going to be an Eshazav. And even after he dies, also going to be an Eshazav. So you see, as if the marriage even lasts after the husband dies, he's still called Eish Esav. Craig Mabahar Rise, the Osalu.
Someone writes like that.
Huh?
Someone writes about that.
The only one is Achas Ishta, because it says Bechayeho. But that's a pasuk, Achas Ishta Bechayeho. That's because of the pasuk. But all the others, the Issa Kurva applies even after the husband dies. You don't say once a husband dies, she's not called Eishes Ov, an Eishes Ach. But her rise does a luhu velo shore luhu. When the husband dies, you don't say it's muta. Ella must be that we know it based on a different pasuk. Midam Rachman, the Torah says, in the case of Yibum, Yivama she'ein labanim asura. Does he Eishes Ameis Hachutza Lizar? She's not allowed to. Hayesh labanim uteris. So obviously, if the husband dies and he does leave descendants, so the wife is allowed to marry whomever she wants. There's no need for a chalitza, and she's materis lashuk. So you see from the parasha of Yibum, that you only need Yibum if he dies and leaves no children. If he leaves children, no need for him, she's allowed to remarry without any problem. How do you know that that's Pshat in the Parsha? The Dilma, maybe Pshat is everything Faker. Ain lo banim, if he doesn't leave any children, asur li'amam v'shar li'ovam. Maybe an Amana is never allowed to marry anybody else. But if the first husband left no children, then she's muteris li'ovam, l'hokim l'ochim shem b'Yisrael. And yesh lo banim, l'kuli amanam yasur, she's also to everybody. You can't really prove in that pasuk that when the husband dies, the wife is allowed to remarry. Maybe li'ovam, she's not allowed to remarry. Ela Zagnamar will prove it from a different pasuk. Midam Rahman Amana Kangodal Asura. Torah says that Kangodal is not allowed to marry Amana, so the implication is inferences of the Kohen had your chariot. Kohen had you're not allowed to marry a Grusha, but he's allowed to marry an Amana, and anybody else who's not a Kohen for sure is allowed to marry an Amana. So you see, Beferish, once you have Mises Habal, so the Amana is allowed to marry anybody she wants. The Gemara says, how did you prove that? Doesn't prove anything. But Dilma, perhaps, look, Kohen Gadol Belav, maybe if the Kohen Gadol marries an Amana, he gets Malkus and Kuli Alma Be'ese. Maybe everybody else, there's no Lav, maybe there's an Iser Ese. Kozman, the husband was alive, but there was a real Lois Ese, Lois Sinof. And Aser is Adibus, Abole, Shishish, Lois Sinof. Once the husband dies, and maybe it lowers the level of the Iser, instead of being Lois Sinof, a Lav, with a Chi of Misa, it'll only be an Iser Ase. Well, where do you have an Iser Ase? Which Iser Ase? That's what Taisa says. V'davach b'ishto v'lo b'eshes chaver. That's what Taisa quotes. L'kuli alma b'ase. That's the essay. That's what Gemara in Sanhedrin has like that. V'davach b'ishto v'lo b'eshes chaver. That's the mocha. And in fact, there's a Taisa later has like that. Gemara has a pasuk that when the Taisa says chafalaf and based the bottom Taisa. The pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Kisetze, when the soldiers in the army, when they're victorious in battle, and one of the soldiers has a desire to be with an Eshes, with the Yefas Tayar, so the Torah permits him. So it says, "Reisa Bashibi Eshes Yefas Tayar." Let it just say, "Reisa Bashibi Yefas Tayar." What does it say? "Eshes Yefas Tayar." Mara says, "Eshes" means even though she's an Eshes Ish, even though she's an Eshes Ish. Even though she's an Ochris, it's a heter, even though she's an Ochris, but the heter allows you, even though she's an Eshes Ish. Why, what would I have thought? So Tosfos says, Afal pi dein ishus bekusis, tvisis kiddushin is only if both parties are Jewish. Both parties are goyim. A yefaster who's married to a husband, a goy married a goya, there's no ishus. So Tosfos says, there's no ishus Yisrael. Not the ishus that we have, but there's such a thing as ishus b'nei noyach. Because the Gemara learns that in Sanhedrin from the Pasuk. The essay, the Davik Bishtav Lubeshes Chaver. So you see that there is a lower form of Ishes. There is a weaker Ishes by Ishes B'nei Noach. Ishes, he says, only if both parties are Jewish. That's a discussion on that daf. Rabbi Yosef Engel and others have a whole discussion. What if you have a couple who is intermarried? A Jewish man is married to a non Jewish woman, or the reverse, a non Jewish man married to a Jewish girl. So there's no Tvisis Kiddushin. Maybe there's Ishes B'nei Noach. My nafkamina. So one of the Achrayim writes, oh, nafkamina, that the Jewish husband is married to the Nachris, Mashikon Seisha, Kona Bailo. Mashikon Seisha, Kona Bailo is a Takona de Abana. Well, they made a Takona de Abana for an intermarried couple. It's very funny. So Shvus Yanke, very strange. Very strange. So they talk about that. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyani Ashas quotes it over there, I think, on that thesis, on Chafal from the base. Then there's a collection of tshuvas from the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir was a contemporary of Rabbi Kivega. I think he's a cousin of Rabbi Kivega. I think he also lived. Rabbi Kivega was a Yekke. He lived in Germany. So I think the Beis Meir also lived in Germany. And the Chemda Shlomo lived in Warsaw. Chemda Shlomo were also the correspondent. And the Nesivas also at the same time. So they have a small, Chemda Shlomo has a big volume of Shadas and tshuvas. So the Machon Yerushalayim around 40 years ago printed a small little sefer, someone found a ksav yad of tshuvas by the Beis Meir, written by the Beis Meir, and the Chemda Shlomo corresponded on one of the issues. So they have a wild story that there was a non-Jewish girl who was a maid in a Jewish home, and she knew all the dinim. She knew kashrus and Shabbos and yontif, and she knew everything. She knew when the balabasta went to the mikveh, she knew about mikveh, she knew everything about Yiddishkeit. And so one fine day she comes to the Bezin by the Beis Meir, and she says she wants to convert to become Jewish. So he's in the middle of he's busy that day. He has other rabbanim there, so he says, "Please come back tomorrow. We're very busy today. We have no time for you. Come back tomorrow." So she doesn't come back tomorrow. She goes to the mikveh, and the mikveh lady takes her into the mikveh. So she converted. So the Beis Meir says, "Would anybody in his right mind think that the geris is not chal? What? Why should the geris yes be chal? There was no bezin. There was no kabbalah. She never said. No, she said she wants to be Jewish. See, today you say you want to be Jewish. Being Jewish doesn't mean anything. The people today, Jewish doesn't mean Shabbos kashas taras hamishpacha. If you're not Orthodox, being Jewish just means you support Israel, an Israel parade or something." I don't know what it means. A secular Jew, what does it mean to be Jewish? But in the days of the Beis Meir, everybody was Orthodox. So the Nochris said she wants to be Jewish. Means she's Mekabel Olam Mitzvah. And she knew what she was talking about. She was working in the Jewish home for so many years, so she knew what she's talking about. You need a bezin present at the time of the tefillah. Apparently he thinks like that opinion in Taisus, that's not Ma'akev. You only need a bezin for the Kapobos on Mitzvahs. And the bezin heard her say that she wants to become... She wants to convert. She wants to become Jewish. So that, by definition, is a Kabbalah on mitzvahs. So then, that's part of the story there. That's chiddush number one. That would anybody in his right mind think that the geris isn't chal? That's the lashon that the Beis Meir writes. And then, I left out the middle part. I came to the punchline. So the middle part was that before she converted, just a minute, she left her job, and she went to another city, and she married a Jewish boy. The non-Jewish girl married a Jewish boy. Jewish boys make good husbands. And then the rabbi found out, the rabbi in the city finds out, he said, "What are you, crazy? You're living with a non-Jewish woman?" So they separated. So she had an affair with someone else. So then, later on, she converted, so then she went and she married that guy that she originally was living with, Be'isser, after she was told the mikvah, and then she got married him. So he says, Saita Asur Labayla. He married her, the Jewish man married the Goya, and then the rabbi said, "You're not allowed to live together because she's not Jewish." So then she had an affair with a guy. So he said, Saita Asur Labayla. Saita, what's Saita? She wasn't married. Her husband was a Jew and my wife was a Goya. So the guy who published the Sefer writes, "I'm learning a Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and I showed this Ksav Yad to all the rabbis in Yeshiva. They said they don't know what in the world this is all about. They never heard of this thing, that a Goyish, a woman, is married to a Jewish man, that there's Ishus. What kind of Ishus? Ishus b'nei Noach. Okay, b'davik b'ishto v'davik ishus chavera. There is an Ishus b'nei Noach, and there's a din of Saita by Ishus b'nei Noach. By non-Jews as a din of Saita, that's not from the Sheva Mitzvah bin Inar. The whole thing is well. But there is such a discussion. Maybe intermarriage, there's no Tfisis Kiddushin, maybe there's no Ishus Yisrael. Maybe there is Ishus bin Inar. Well, that's the suggestion that they have. Okay. So the Gemara is asking, where do you really have a pasuk in Chumash that says that an almana is allowed to marry? Is it because it says almana is not allowed to marry kain gadol, but anybody else is allowed to marry an almana? Maybe it's not true. But Dilma, maybe the vort is like this: kain gadol marries an almana, gets malchus, he's oivan alav, because it says lo yikachu. But the kol yamav esi, everybody else only has an esi. Vidovek bishtov lebeishes chavera. Maybe she's not allowed to marry anybody, but if she marries a kain gadol, it's worse. She gets malchus. What essay? When essay? Where did the essay come from? How essay my vinite? Where does it come from? From outer space. If you say Mises Habal is mata her, it's mata, so there should be no Issa essay. If Mises Habal doesn't help, so there should be an Issa Karis with an Issa Misa. How do you come up to say, while the husband is alive, it's an Issa Karis, she's Insa, is Chayiv Misa in Karis? And after Mises Habal, then the level of the Issa is lower. Hayesem Ha'avidatei, Idiya Ha'manavshech, Idiya Hanyim Issa Habal, if Mises Habal is Matis, Tishtui Legamre, she should be Muteris. Idaloi Hanyim Issa Habal, Tukma Mimilsa Kamaisa, let her remain with the chorus, with the Chiyuv Misa. Mar says, why not? It's a good Havamina. When the husband is alive, you have full issues. So there's Koris and there's Misa. If the husband dies, it's a weaker issue, so there'll only be an Iser Aseh. And we have such a thing. If you have a carbon, so there's a din of Me'ilah. If the carbon develops a mum kavu on someone's paide, then it's Yotze L'chulin. Yotze L'chulin, but not 100%. That's called Psula HaMekdashim. Psula HaMekdashim is a technical term, means Karbon Shehumumu V'nivdu. They got a mum kavua, and you were paide Yotze L'chulin. So after you're paide, it's still also the Giza B'Avoida. There's no din of Me'ilah, but it's also the Giza B'Avoida. So you see that you have such a thing. You have a Isa Chomor, and then you have a Pshashtikon Matir, Pidyon, Pidyon HaMatir, so it's Matir a little bit, not Matir fully. So maybe Misa Sabal is Matir a little bit, not Matir fully. So everybody else will have an Isa Rasei, the Kangoro will have an Isa Loises. Ella, so where do you really have a Pasuk in Chumash that says that Misa Sabal is Matir? Ella Nigmar says, the Pasuk is the following. It says that there is there are three people, Meir, Shebana Isha, Ashebana Bais Veloch Anach, Ashenote Kerem Lachillo, Eres Isha Veloi Lekocha. Penyo Mos Pamil Chamav, Isha Acher, Yikachena. So there you have it, it says Beferish. Eres Isha, if he's married and he dies, he'll get killed in the army. So Isha Acher, Yikachena, someone else can marry her, Shai. So it's a Beferish pasuk. Okay, maybe we'll stop here, we'll continue. The rest is an important Gemara also, I have what to talk about that also. Whether Yavam is considered Acher or not. But maybe we'll stop here. Okay. Is anybody interested in Davening Mincha now? I would be interested in Davening Mincha. So we have, without being Matriarch people. We have a minion? Okay. Raise two hands.
if there's...
It doesn't help.
If you hold that there's Isha's...
We don't have tents. We have a minyan.
If you hold that an intermarried person is like Ishus of a Nachri, so then would there be a mitzvah if the person like wants to convert them and to get it to regular Ishus?